The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
BLG, you have been in the lab all week, processing, formalizing, which I don't even know is a word, but you've definitely been doing it. You have come out with the only 100% accurate power rankings for week 9. And again, you can see the entire power rankings on bleedinggreennation.com. If you had told me that the Tennessee Titans would have the number one seed in the AFC halfway through the season, I never would have believed it. Are you, with this Derrick Henry injury where he could possibly be out for the year, but maybe can come back if they accelerate his rehab to a ridiculous degree, do you think that Adrian Peterson can do enough to keep them afloat there? How big of a deal is this for Tennessee?
I wouldn't like sleep on AP. I know it sounds crazy, like a 36-year-old running back who wasn't even in the league, but like obviously he's not going to be Derrick Henry. But I don't know. I still think that's like a good run blocking offensive line overall. And, you know, Adrian Peterson gives you like a light version of what Derrick Henry can be in terms of like a physical runner. So like I think that's nice and that they totally don't have to like reshape their identity and start, you know, being this like the NFL's most pass happy team all of a sudden. I still think they can, you know, have a functional run game, which I think matters to them. I can't say it doesn't hurt. I mean, Derrick Henry's really good. He's able to do things that a lot of NFL players
can't
do.
Breaking news on the show.
It's just like, it's crazy, you know, for a running back to have that kind of impact on a team like he does, almost like a quarterback-like impact, or at least as close as you're going to see maybe from a running back. So I definitely think it hurts, and I don't know. I don't think they're finishing the season, the regular season, with that number one seed in the AFC. But I mean, again, they kind of almost have their division locked up, so I think they can do enough to at least have that. What about you?
I think that I agree. I think Adrian Peterson will be fine. He's not going to carry their offense at 36 years old, but he's one of these physical freaks. I remember the surgeon that did his ACL surgery said when they opened up his knee, he had never seen somebody with like a leg and a knee like Adrian Peterson, because he's just like he's just built differently than other dudes. And of course, he came back from that ACL and almost set the NFL record for rushing yards in a single season. So I think they'll be okay, but they have to get more out of Ryan Tannehill. You know, like I felt like this was kind of like a no excuses season for Tannehill. They make the trade, they get Julio Jones, they have AJ Brown. Obviously, Henry was still there. Like this was the season where you were really going to take a step forward. And I got killed for it because I didn't like the Julio Jones trade. And lo and behold, what has Julio Jones done this season? Diddly poo. You know how many touchdowns Julio Jones has? The same number as I have, BLG. Zero. Nobody wanted to hear it when I said it earlier in the year, but I'm saying it now because I was right, and I will never let people forget it. But they haven't gotten that much from Ryan Tannehill. So I think while the focus will be on Adrian Peterson, it should be on the quarterback, because if your quarterback can't make consistent plays, you're not going to win. And I know they've been good so far, but I think it's going to get tougher from this point forward.
I think Tannehill... Look, you know, he's been like really efficient, obviously, in these past few years. But part of that is I think the pressure isn't on him to carry the team. Like there's a lot of pressure taken off him because they can rely on Derrick Henry. And I don't want to take credit away from Tannehill because I think he's making a lot of good throws or has made a lot of good throws in that time and kind of excels in that limited responsibility placed on him, not having to carry the team with his arm. But I mean, he has to step up, obviously, in this stretch. And I kind of think there's been some interesting talk, like, you know, it's like, oh, should the Titans trade for a running back now? And it doesn't, I guess it looks like they're not going to, you know, when you sign Adrian Peterson, I don't think he's coming, you know, out of not really retirement, but off the shelf to just be a backup or whatever. But it's almost like, do they need to, you know, trade for a receiver and kind of add more in the passing game at this point? Which is funny because you traded for Julio.
Right. That's the last thing you would think that they would need to add.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.